My son in sixth grade likes to invent comic book characters with lesser powers. I'm not talking about Spider-Man, Superman, or Wonder Woman. One of his creations can sense the temperature of the floor. Another's special power is to extinguish a candle by staring. A third can detect whether there's a working printer somewhere in the building. In my field of public health, there's no superhero faster than influenza, more powerful than the tobacco industry, and able to bend the cost curve with his bare hands. But I, like my son, sometimes find myself imagining characters with lesser powers. For example, the ability to sense how someone's life has been improved by prevention. Sir, excuse me, had you not quit smoking, you really would have gotten cancer. Ma'am, just wanted to let you know, had the police not stepped up enforcement of alcohol laws, you would have gotten sideswiped by a drunk driver. This power, if used responsibly, would help generate support for more preventive efforts that save lives and money. Another lesser power, the ability to be totally confused about what constitutes a medical treatment. If waiting works just as well as surgery for a particular kind of injury, someone with this power would want to pay as much for waiting as for surgery. Nor would it be possible to tell the difference between a home-based intervention to eliminate triggers for asthma and a medication that treated the symptoms. This kind of confusion could actually help us rethink payment for health beyond the usual bounds of the healthcare system. Now I'm just getting going. There's the power to sense immediately when a food is beyond its expiration date, and the ability to remember just one phone number and then give it to everyone in need of extra help. Fortunately, that number would be 211. Spending time with my son and his imagination, I've come to understand why he has chosen his particular kind of daydreaming. Powerful superheroes solve problems for us, but the superheroes with lesser powers remind us we can solve them ourselves. This is Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for WYPR, your NPR news station.